two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to A Woman's View on KSL News Radio. Thank you so much to my wonderful guests. My friend Barbara Smith is here, Director of Communications at UVU, Chantel McBride, Hospice and Hospital Chaplain and Grief Counselor, and Charlotte Jessup, President of Smedley Financial. I think of all of you as friends. I'm so grateful for your friendship these many years and spending time with me. That your careers, in large measure, is part of the reason that we get the chance to talk. We've been brought into each other's lives because of your backgrounds and interests and specialties. But I'm just curious. I was listening to a conversation the other day where the host asked the guest, if you weren't doing what you're doing now, if you didn't follow the path that led to here, what other career could you envision yourself having pursued? Do you ever think about that? Like, there's an altar Sharla out there, and the altar Sharla would have done X. Do you ever think about that, Sharla?
I do, but not so. You know what's interesting? I never did when I was younger, but as I age now, I think, well, what else would I have done? What else? What could I have done? What would I want to do? Maybe some of that comes with, you know, as we get closer to retirement, not that I'm at retirement age, we can think back and think, boy, I think I really would have liked to do that. For me, it would be like become a master gardener.
Really?
I love gardening. I don't know what I'd do in the winter, but.
That's fascinating because so what led you into finance, if you don't mind my asking?
You know, it was just, I started in an insurance industry. My entire life, from the time I was probably 12, been selling something, whether it was Girl Scout cookies, I was always selling something. So I've always been involved in something in sales. And I had come in, my insurance dad had an insurance agency, and I started working for him. And then he sold that, and I was still in insurance, and then just by mishap got into investment and investment management and financial planning.
And it is a great niche for you, Sharla.
I love it. You
help so many people in your profession. Gardening, that's interesting. Okay, let me go to you, Barb. What do you ever think about what you would have done if you hadn't got into media and then communications?
I think I was sort of born to do what I do because by third grade, I had like a POW bracelet from Vietnam War, and I was a little activist. And then by the time I was 17, I was doing radio on a professional basis. So so I think I probably was always destined to do what I do. But when I was younger, it's funny that this happened, but I really wanted to be a nurse, and I wanted to be a NICU nurse. And so I passed out dissecting a mollusk in biology 2 and kind of gave up on the dream, right? And shortly thereafter, I ended up getting the job at the radio station, which solidified my fate. But later, many years later, in about 2011, I want to say, I did a story where I spent 48 hours in NICU at Intermountain Healthcare at IMED, and I'd watched the nurses at work, and documented the parents' feelings, documented the growth of the babies and how they did, and went back, you know, like 6 months later and did a follow-up. And in that experience, I thought, I could have done this. I could have overcome that one cancerous mollusk experience, and I could have done this. And so I think if I had it all to do over again, I'd probably take the same path that I have now because I have loved communication so much, but I could have been that. I would have loved it.
Oh, you would have. Oh, that's interesting. You say about, you know, being very politically aware from a young age. Did you ever think about running for office, Barb?
I still do, Amanda.
Do you? I didn't know that. Oh my gosh, I didn't know that. That's magnificent.
Yeah, that was part of getting the master's in public service. So maybe, maybe in the future.
Oh my gosh, I think that's magnificent. I'm so glad to hear that. Oh, Barb, well, I wish I lived in your district or wherever it is you're going to run from. That's fantastic.
What happens in the future.
Oh, I can't wait to see. All right, Chantel, over to you. Did you ever think about what you might have done had you not go into, but you know, Chantel, even as I ask that, I've never known someone more perfectly suited for a profession than you are for being a chaplain. So I don't even know how to ask you this question, but I am anyway.
Well, I'll tell you, I just became a chaplain 10 years ago. So this wasn't always my calling.
That's right.
When I was growing up, I always thought, oh, I want to be in the parade at Disneyland. Speaking of, we just got back from there, but I always thought, oh, that would be so fun to be waving at everybody and dancing down the street, or I wanted to be a race car driver, or I wanted to be on Broadway. Well, no, none of those ever happened. And I got a job at Nordstrom and got, and I always say sucked in, but I did get sucked in and I loved it there. I worked there for 28 years and loved my coworkers. I loved my customers. I had quite the call and just thought, you know, there was, and I always thought, where else would I go that I have this interaction with people all day long? And I was kind of like a therapist. You know, people would go in the dressing room, I'd get a Coke, they'd get a Coke, they'd try on clothes, and we would just talk. And I didn't know anything about counseling or coaching or chaplain, and I would just listen. And I thought, what a dumb skill, you know, that I just can listen to people all day. And then we had 9 friends and family members pass away 10 years ago in 3 months. And that's when the calling came, okay, because Nordstrom just wasn't fulfilling me anymore. I was like, there's more to life than this. I can't just sell stuff anymore. And I got to find a passion. And I was totally called to the chaplain. And now I chaplain at 5 of our local hospitals. I chaplain for a hospice company. I work a little bit with Neil O'Donnell Funeral Home doing events and do weddings and funerals. And so I didn't even know what a chaplain was. And if you would have asked my graduating class, you know, is Chantel ever going to be a chaplain? It would have been no way.
Oh, Chantel.
And I've just found my purpose for sure.
See, I love that you shared that story, because I think that some of our listeners may be in that place where they've had a career, a successful career for maybe decades, and yet something switches, something changes in them. And it's never too late to pursue something if the calling is strong enough, is what I hear you saying.
Yeah, it was strong, because I sacrificed a lot to get to where I was. I ended up, you know, sacrificing my home and just pursuing this whole venture. And I've just really taken it by storm. And I feel like I'm known as the cheerful chaplain.
I love that. So and you are that.
I do a lot of spiritual events and just help wherever I can. And it's just been so fulfilling for me. And just really, it's my purpose. It's what I was born to do.
I'm so glad. Thank you all for sharing those stories. Those are beautiful. I wish we had more time. May I just say that I appreciate all of you, and I hope you come back and see me again.
Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you, Amanda. Good to see you.
Good to see you. Enjoy the rest of your weekend, everyone, and we'll see you next week here on A Woman's View.
Thank you. I'll get it myself.